Penis.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 23 of the Feral Gaming Podcast. My name is Dan, also known as Wadge, and today we're a lonely pair. We're going old school. How's it going, Carl?
Hi, guys. Carl here. Back at it again.
Back at
another duo commentary podcast.
You know, you did that during episode one, I think. You said, hi guys, Carl here, and you completely shouted and threw me off. Dan couldn't make it. He's got, he's around his girlfriends for a while, and they've got friends over. Right, that's fair. Doug is, well, he's being lazy. But he doesn't know much about the episode, really, about the games we're talking about. So it's just going to be us two, really. It will be a quick one, and there's no point us talking about the games we've played because that's what's going to be in the episode itself. How you been, Carl? You been up to much?
I think I've left my house about twice in the last month. So yeah. I've been pretty chill.
Nice. I like that. I've been waking up super early for work, man. It's been killing me. I had to start work at 6 this morning. And
I'd kill myself at that point. I can't handle that.
Yeah, I woke up a 4:45. And I left my house, and it was 7 degrees out.
Pretty warm.
Man, I was surprised at how cold it was. Like, literally, I was watching a video on my phone, and my fingers were starting to freeze.
Oh, God, that just reminds me of college, when I had to go in every day, and it was, and even during the cold, when it was fucking cold, I was sitting there waiting for my train on my phone. Oh, it was awful.
Got that cold snap on the tips of your fingers,
100% awful.
Right, we're gonna get right into it. Really, first game we're gonna talk about is probably the biggest and the one we've been playing the most. This came out how long did it come out ago? Is it 3 weeks? 4 weeks now?
Yeah, 3 or 4 weeks. Yeah, it came out on the. Yeah, I think it came out on the 8th. No, 11th of last month. No, not 11th. 7th. 7th of last month, so yeah.
Exactly a month.
4 weeks. 4 weeks right. And 3 days.
Banging. Well, it's the 7th today.
Sorry.
So.
The opposite. 4 weeks and minus 3 days.
I swear to God. And that is World of Warcraft Battle for Azeroth. And the raid also came out this week. The first raid came out this Wednesday. I think there's kind of a couple of feelings about it. It is a shame that Dan and Doug couldn't make it.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Just mixed reactions, because we're both in different guilds, me, you, and then you, I got me in my own guild, and then you guys in your own. So yeah, we've had different experiences altogether.
Exactly, yeah. I'm kind of like, I'm happy to be back at WoW because, you know, working on the night shift for so long, I couldn't play it. I couldn't raid or anything just because, you know, I'd have to go to work. I kind of missed out completely on last expansion. And now I kind of feel it's okay. Only visually, that's kind of my thing. So it's like, none of the dungeons really stand out for me. And then the leveling areas, I feel like you could get certain areas in the leveling zones and you could jumble a few of them around and you wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
I get that. Dan played it a bit differently, growing. He went through all the quests and he read all the quest texts and stuff. So he sort of got the lore. So it might have been a bit different for him. I didn't. I just level like a fucking mindless freak.
Yeah, yeah. See, I tried to. So there are three leveling areas to get from level 110 to 120, which is a new expansion.
For each side.
Yeah, yeah.
Three for Alliance, three different ones for Horn.
Yeah, so I'll try to remember the name. So we've got Tyrogard Sound, Drusvar, and Stormsong Valley?
Yep.
Right. And, okay, quick fire round. What's the Horde leveling areas?
Nazmir, Zoldazar, and Volden.
Nice. I remembered Volden, and that was it.
He put it on me because he couldn't remember. Brilliant.
The place I leveled the most was in Cataclysm. Like, I leveled the most characters during then. I feel like the leveling areas had so much diversity between all of them, and a kind of like an easy to remember storyline going through all of them. You know, like,
yeah, I'll give you that.
You know,
yeah. Cataclysm definitely had a bigger variety of completely different things in completely different sections. Yeah, whereas they don't really, with this lore, having them all three islands be completely similar, completely different would be really weird.
Yeah.
Because they have been living beside each other for this long, like these three, we'll call them countries, these islands.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And they've been living all beside themselves for all this time. In the lore, it sort of would make sense to them not to be really spicy, really different. Whereas you had the desert, you had the desert, you had the fucking deep home, the fucking underground rock area.
Yeah, you had an underground rock area, Twilight Highlands, which was like just a purpley kind of magic area, Vastyr, which was entirely underwater.
Yeah. A much bigger variety in that expansion, but I think they had they were allowed to do that more with Cataclysm, just because of the way it works.
Well, basically, they had a big dragon destroy the entire world, pretty much, and reshape it. So,
yeah.
We kind of got through it. I'm in the process of leveling a second character incredibly slowly. You've got two.
I've got two at 120, but I'm very slowly doing a rogue. I'm just waiting for double XP at this point, and I jimmy about leveling, waiting.
And then this week as well, we had the first raid release, which
oh dear,
you know, oh dear.
It's an interesting one. On normal, when we ran through it, it was piss easy, so really no one enjoyed their time raiding. We did, my guild did it at, we started at 3 o'clock server time, or 2 o'clock GMT.
Oh, so you're early.
Yeah, we started early just for normal, and we cleared that within 3 hours.
Yeah.
And then later that day, during normal raid time, 7 o'clock, we went straight back in doing heroic. Going from starting heroic, we got three bosses down the first night, and the second night we got another boss down and nearly killed the fifth boss.
Nice. Oh, so you've done first, second, and gone straight to fifth? Did you say?
No. Sorry, we've got four bosses down right now.
Right. I see. Okay.
Four, five. I don't know. Yeah. I don't remember which. We're on Zul. I think we've killed five now. Sorry, we're on the sixth. Bronzel, which is the center boss.
I have no clue how many there are altogether.
I think that's eight. I think there is eight.
The thing is, after Alduar and the diversity that had, you know, and the cool mechanics, the dungeon itself, even though it was kind of big and bland, the bosses sort of made up for it. I just don't.
Yeah.
The look of it, you know, feels quite. Boring.
You're thinking about it a bit differently. Basically, you have to think, this is the first raid tier. What was the first raid tier in Cataclysm?
Bastion of Twilight, Black.
You have to sort of think, this is always the start of raids. Emerald Nightmare last expansion. Not that great, but it was a raid. It's the same in this expansion. It's a raid, but it's not that great. I get like you can't really pass off just bad being a bad raid, but it is it's always their first raid that aren't like the most fantastic, really in-depth raids. You have to wait until you get like a couple of raids, like a raid or two in.
Yeah.
Before you see the actual expansion and what you like, what is going. Because in Legion, you had, I don't know, I could say Antorus. What's that? Gul'dan's one. Nighthold. That was a fantastic raid for most people, not for some. some people just don't.
Wait, was that, what was Nighthold? How far Nighthold was that into the expansion?
It was the Nightborn raid with Gul'dan at the end.
So that was that second from last?
That was second in general.
Just second, okay.
There was four raids. And that was second or third because of Trial of Valor. I think it was third.
Yeah.
Whatever. But yeah, that one was fantastic. In, Warlords of Draenor, Blackrock Foundry. Fantastic raid.
They all
have their raid. It's just they're not all great.
I think the thing that gets... See, like Bastion of Twilight, Blackwing Descent, and that the Windy place. I liked it so much, I forgot the name. Like, as individual separate raids, they were kind of boring. But the fact that they were diverse and so different, I kind of enjoyed it a lot more. I think the big problem I have with this is I am not immersed in the story whatsoever. Because... Yeah. You know, like, and in like the raid story. So for the listener, you've basically got, and I'll try and make it for people who don't actually play WoW. So you've got gods who made the world. You're gonna dumb this shit down, and then you got baddies, big blobby things who don't like it. So the good guys, the gods, imprisoned the bad blob guys. And then tried to use their blood to create other monsters to defend it. And it's all gone wrong. So this is basically like, and they've left, like the gods have basically left. And now like the monstrosities are trying to get out. I think that's the general gist of it.
Oh no. I haven't been following it either.
Yeah.
Much.
But I kind of think it was like, Blackwing Descent had like an old school boss. It had two old school bosses in it that had returned. So you've got that nostalgia feeling. Alakia and his little djinns, whatever you call them, were just, you knew who they were kind of thing.
But you haven't been following the story for a long time, like properly, like some people have.
Through Legion, you mean?
Through Legion, what's been happening. This is you enjoyed those bosses before because you were there throughout the time of from when, I don't know when you started, till that point when you stopped playing. You were there most of that time, whereas you've taken this big gap and you've just missed this. I don't know if there's been much story, like much towards what this current is, but there has been some story. Like, we'll ignore Walls of Draenor. That doesn't exist. Ignore that one.
So this kind of like experiments and things like that, was that actually going on through Legion? Was that originally touched upon?
I don't remember. I don't know the lore. Like there was, I know there was like, no, I don't know. I couldn't say any lore. I'm terrible at it.
Damn it. Right. okay. So what were your overall opinions of the expansion and the raid then? If you had to conclude, and let's say you had people who used to play WoW and wanted to get back into it, do you think it's a good opportunity to?
It start the expansion's always a good time to start anything. Because everyone's sort of behind, they're not all like really geared from the last raid because they've all just leveled, which is what you would just have done. There's easy ways to gear up and stuff. So if you like the catch up, then that's fine. If you like leveling, if you like story, you want to follow the story, go for it. it's not that fantastic otherwise, like the leveling areas. I don't like them that much.
When you get near the end, I think it picks up a little bit. When you kind of get to like the final few chapters, it's cool because you've got like little scenario events kind of things in that where like there's like little wars going on and stuff. That's fine, I think.
Yeah. My favourite was Drustar just because it was all witchy and dark and stuff. I liked that was the only reason. But
yeah,
other than that, that's
my favourite. Yeah.
I don't like Stormsong as a place to level, but I like the idea of the story behind it. I've not looked into the story, but I like the idea of the story.
Right,
it's Queen Azara just trying to take over.
Basically being a pain in the ass.
She's just being a pain in the ass. You see her a couple of times. You saw her last expansion, you saw her this expansion.
Yeah.
You know she's coming soon. And there was the Azara cinematic, which was shown, which was Nazoth teaming up with Queen Azara, so you know Nazoth's coming back.
Yeah,
an old god.
Nazoth or Nazoth is one of the old god big baddie blobs, and then Queen Azara is like a night elf who was corrupted.
Yeah.
I definitely agree. Drustvar's my favourite, and I think Stormsong I didn't like. It felt very slow.
It felt very slow because it was the largest of the areas, I feel.
Yeah, definitely.
So it probably just felt like just really spread out, really. Ugh, the storyline didn't. There was a lot of random storylines that just didn't make. The B section, which is funny, you know. The Bs.
Oh, yeah, the little side quests,
Side quests, yeah. Other than that, I didn't really follow. I couldn't follow because I just didn't know what was going on. I knew the Naga was coming. That's all I knew. But I only found out the Naga were coming right at the end.
I think what would have made it a lot better you've got, when you're doing a quest and you've got your main storyline and then you've got your side quests, I think if they had marked and had like a different coloured question mark for your main quests, if you wanted to get into the story, you could have just done them and been like, right, I'm not completely blown out because I've done an extra 25 quests that I didn't mean to do. You know,
it'd be nice, yeah.
They
have them at max level where like you're doing the main storyline still. It gives you an orange one instead of a yellow quest exclamation mark.
So yeah, it's the war campaign, isn't it? I think the separate different sort of story.
Or
a max level like the leveling quest give you a different colour.
No, the leveling quests don't. The Warfront stuff. Like, you know, when you go off to the Horde Islands.
Yeah.
The 7th Legion stuff, that's all.
Right, I see. Okay. But yeah, that's our opinion on the new WoW expansion. It's pretty good. Bit mixed, but it's all right.
It's all right so far.
It's could fun be if you like MMOs. Could be better, yeah. Give it a
might
6.5, 7
on.
Out of 10.
Yeah.
So moving on, we have got Spider-Man PS4. It released today. There was a downgrade. So this is interesting. I want to talk about the downgrade rumor before we actually get into it properly. We had the demo during E3, the gameplay demo. I think it was E3. And it was actual gameplay. It is in the game. And then when people actually played it, Spider-Man wasn't as reflecty, I suppose. Like, the light kind of wasn't shining off him. He kind of looked like he was standing indoors, very matty kind of thing. There was also less puddles on the ground, which was also reflecting. Now, everyone lost their mind over it because they're saying, oh, look, it's yet another dev that's lying to us. They're downgrading it, blah, 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 blah. The dev came forward and said, no, we're not downgrading at all. What are you guys on about? We've just moved the place where the sun is. that the light shines in a different area. And people have been saying, like, well, if everyone's so pissy, why don't you just put a patch in and move the sun back? And I haven't done it. Then some, you know, but then some people came forward saying, no, it hasn't been downgraded. It looks fine. And they showed like a video of him walking over puddles and the light is reflecting off of it like you see in the demo. Did you see the comparison of the two?
No, I'm just looking at it now.
Have a...
I think people were asking a bit much when they were looking at the E3 demo.
Yeah.
I wish they wouldn't do it lie. Like, I wish they'd show, but they obviously were gonna... Like, the E3 demo looks like a movie, whereas the final game looks a lot more like a game, yeah. It's a bit more vibrant. Like, obviously, in a perfect world, we'd get the fucking E3 demo.
Of course, yeah.
But I don't. I never would see that.
I mean, even the in The Witcher 3, the E3 lighting and everything was different, and it was a very slight downgrade. I mean, there are mods that you can get that can bring it back, and they actually call it E3 lighting, because the entire game now has got like a yellow hue kind of thing for like a fantasy setting, and they removed that. But, you know, it was still like a fantastic looking game. And if you look, have you got, or have you seen the comparison picture of him when he's on the wall?
I'm looking at it now. Yeah. The final game looks better.
Oh, really?
Did originally. I think we might be looking at different things because what wall is it? Is it like a, it's got like a red little thing to his side.
It's the one that shows the puddles.
Okay, that's not a wall.
Let me, if I can open up the link.
I'm on it, but I see the puddles, but there's not a wall.
Here, I'm gonna link it to you and you have a little looky. We value your privacy.
Thank you.
And it does look worse, but you can also see in the top picture there's light shining through, and there isn't light shining through in the bottom picture. So, you know, anyway, but
I've never been a stickler for this sort of thing. Obviously, I don't like people. Obviously, I don't like them lying about their thing. But I don't understand why people always like really overhyped for graphics when people show trailers way before it comes out. There's a game that's coming out soonish that looks fantastic on the trailer, but I know for a fact, like every other game I've ever seen, it's not going to be that. That's why you never get hyped for the graphics. Yeah. Hope for the game. That's what I was like. That's what I would like about Spider-Man. I fucking love Spider-Man games. Couldn't care for the graphics that much.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I was watching gameplay of Spider-Man 1 on the PS1 and then Spider-Man 2 on the PS1 as well. And, man, I didn't care about the graphics of that. It was just fun.
Spider-Man.
There was so much stuff in that game that I just had completely forgotten about. Like, when you fight the giant Mysterio and you have to jump up the ledges and that to hit his head, and then like teaming up with Venom as well. Like, oh man, it was, for anyone who just wants like a big nostalgia trip who used to play that game, man, watch it again because it's so much fun.
Fantastic game.
And
may not have worked as well as, like, it may not, like, the gameplay might be not fantastic, but it's just nostalgia. What can you ask?
It just chucks every single like enemy that you can think of in there as well.
I feel like they're gonna start doing that with this one as well.
Yeah,
I've already seen one of the fucking old characters. I won't spoil it, but it's like a base character that's just an enemy, like boss dude.
Well, Avengers Tower is in it, isn't it? Like, I don't know.
You do
the
get the Spider-Man suit in the Avengers movie. You know, his really high tech one.
The Iron Spider, in it.
Yeah. So he gets
pre-order
that,
bonus.
I think
the pre-order bonus is like the Punk Spider-Man, the Iron Spider, and then there's another one, but I can't remember what it is. I still need to show you. I don't know if you've seen it, the For Honor alpha footage that they quote unquote played. It's a mocap.
Yeah,
100%. It's like
Sorry? They always are. Like
yeah. Or, no, but like, this is bad mocap. Like it's so hard to find now because I'm pretty sure they removed a load of it. I'm still waiting. I've actually got one ear off my headphones because I'm waiting for the door to go in case my Spider-Man arrives and we can switch hosts.
This is a solo podcast now.
Yeah.
I've only played a bit of it so far.
I've heard really good things about the swinging.
The swinging is fantastic. Oh my god. If you fucking love just going through the city really fast and really like cool, it's what you want. It's what you want in a Spider-Man game. It's absolutely. Like there's narrow gaps you can go between. Like you like hold right R2, swing, and then you just tap X and you just fly a bit more, really quickly forward.
You
press the two fucking right and left ones, and fucking.
Oh, and it does left and right swing like Spider-Man
no,
2
no,
on
it's
like
not
the
like that. That's different. Right. It propels you, it like shoots two webs and then pulls you really quickly towards it.
Zip
you mine? Can use that combo maybe, yeah.
Web zip, I think, or something.
Web zip, that would make sense. Yeah. I think it's that.
Zip line is the wrong thing, but yeah.
It's really fluid. I really like it so far. The combat's pretty simplistic. It's Batman, it's like Batman, just counter, dodge, stuff like that. You got your spider senses as you did in the like you did in the old Spider-Man.
Yeah. I did see something. I watched because reviewers got their copy, I think, a week ago. And I saw either IGN and GameSpot, I think it was, said kind of the same thing, which basically, like, you only need to use, like, the first set of powers that you get. You don't need to switch up your combat or anything like that. But my kind of thought process is, like, who cares if you don't need to? You want to?
Yeah.
Like, if you know, you can almost do, like, a bit of, like, mini role play with it and just do the fancy combos and stuff because you want to.
Yeah, you're just there for fun.
Yeah, exactly.
You're Spider-Man, you're meant to mess about.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, I don't know, like, the web powers that you get. I know there is, like, a powers section, I think, isn't there?
Yeah, there's, like, a talent tree. From the old one, you get just new moves, new like upgrades to your current moves and stuff. Like my first one, there's three different talent trees as well: defensive, innovator, and something else I don't remember. I went straight for the first one, innovator, which is like, so you spam R1 and it webs people and they're like stuck in the web. You can with the first thingy, the first tier talent, you can press both the R1 and L1, and you just grab them and throw them. You can start swinging them instead of objects around like you normally would.
Yeah.
So it's just fun.
I mean,
dumb fun.
I feel like, I mean, it's IGN. What do you expect? Sometimes I listen to the stuff that they say, and then sometimes I rip into them. I need to really make up my mind what I want.
Fucking IGN.
Like sometimes it's really weird. Like they're really good reviews, I think, yeah, nah, they're paid. They're obviously paid off. But then their bad reviews, I think, well, they've given them a bad review, so the guy must not have liked them. You know, if they haven't been paid off and it's a bad review, then it must be legit a relatively sort of bad game. You know, I don't know. What else? Yeah, I'm really excited to play it. My girlfriend probably wants me to spend some time with her when she gets home, and that's what I'm gonna do. Yep. I will happily sit on the sofa while she sits on her phone. I might like put my feet up on her, and I'll play Spider-Man for a while.
Good, spending time with each other. I like it.
Exactly. I mean, there, she can touch my leg a bit if she wants, and quite happy.
Yep. Perfect.
Moving on, this is onto the big boys stuff. You know, this is the real exciting stuff that I know all of our listeners have been waiting. That is the Tekken 7 Season 2 release. Breathe that in. We're just going to sit and take that. Real quick? I don't know. So it's just basically, it's the first time ever, I think, in any Tekken game, there's been like a massive overhaul of just like buffs and things. They've added a new mechanic, some nerfs and that. My character got nerfed. Cole's character got buffed.
Buffed.
Nerfed. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, they did. Okay. You got rebalanced.
Yeah. Things
are you
changed.
Reworked?
No, because it's all the same. It's just rebalanced.
Yeah, I guess.
Number changes.
Yeah. A new wall bounce mechanic. And it's brought in some tasty new bugs with it as well.
Oh.
So one character can get... I was well aware because I was hitting with it a few times. I can get like an immediate 40% of someone's health. Just off of a very punish. And there was another one. What the hell was it? I think it was Eliza gets a super, like an unblockable super or something off of an ability. If one ability hits, like literally just like a simple kick, she gets an unblockable super off of it.
To be fair, Kuma does that.
Yeah. No, that's true. It that's the thing.
It's just all about cancelling for those sort of characters. Geese gets the same. That's why they're weird in Tekken. That's why they're known as the weird characters, because they don't work the same. They all have their own fucking, like...
Oh, no, it's an unblockable rage art.
Yeah, but it's still cancelable, I feel.
Yeah, like, maybe. I don't know how she works, to be honest. I know she is one of the weird ones with meter and with quarter circles. Dragon punches and all that. But that was the thing. Aris kind of came forward and said, like, it might not be a bug. No, they might just leave it. I mean, I think the last one...
Yeah.
Which is a shame, because even if you leave it in, it's a proper pain in the ass, but it's not... It won't bring him to, like, top tier. It'll probably stick him somewhere in the middle, mid-good. Because it'll be, like, the only thing that he's got. Like, I'd kind of like them to maybe keep it in, but lower the damage of it. That would sort of be my... Then it would be like, oh, you now have to work around different things. Like, you have to... You know, you have to really turtle up against him, and you've got to... Basically, really focus on staying the hell away from a wall, you know, more than any other character, and that's your game plan sort of thing around it. Because without it, even with his buffs, he's still not great. Well, but I mean, people don't seem to think he's great. But there was one other bug, quote unquote, and I can't think what it is.
No idea. Didn't know there was.
No. You'll probably see the video. It's like Aris's most recent video where he talks about it.
Fair enough. I think my favourite change so far in this in the game is, you know, Paul's overhead two hits where he really slowly does the hit and then he does it's the counter hit baiting
back
hit.
To one yeah
punishable. You can one two him out
both
of it.
Hits.
If you block both hits, you one two him straight away.
Nice.
And it's made me so happy. It doesn't force you into crouch either anymore.
Oh, that's good.
So it's actually punishable. My least favourite thing about Paul, and one of my least favourite things about Paul, and it's gone. It's punishable if I just sit there and block it now, which is really fucking nice.
Paul got nerfed to the ground. Like, he's got such a simple moveset. Like, okay, so he's got, like, you could do really well with Paul off of, like, I'd say 10 moves. And then out of his top five, three of those, I think, off the top of my head, got nerfed.
Good.
And that's really rough.
Fuck him.
But yeah, it's a lot of fun. We had two new characters as well, all who are legacy characters from previous Tekken games. That was Lei Wulong.
Lei Wulong, who's like the hardest character in existence to learn. And it'll require you fucking months of constant practice to learn him.
Yeah. So he's
won't be touching him anymore.
So he's based off Jackie Chan, and he's got all of your kung fu stances or karate stances. I'm not sure what it is. So
crane, snake, dragon, crane, tiger, yeah. Panther, snake, drunken stance.
Drunken fist as well, drunken which actually fist. Is pretty sick. I actually saw another YouTuber. I saw King J playing Lei Wulong at Suzaku rank, and he wasn't doing any of the stances at all.
I don't think you need my. It will say I don't think you need to do them, but I think to be a better Lei Wulong, you need to do them.
Yeah, but it's to probably be just really his fundamentals.
Yeah, you use his fundamentals, and then. To then mix it up, to switch between the stances. Like, you can side, if you're in one stance, you can sidestep into a different stance and it will freak the fucking opponents out.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's got a lot of shit to learn.
I would definitely like to go through it eventually. I think that would be a lot of fun.
I've been trying out Anna as well.
Yeah.
The other new character, Anna. What's fucking the second name?
Williams.
Is it Anna Williams?
It's Nina Williams and Anna Williams.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They're sisters.
With the best story in existence. Because basically all the story was that Nina crashed Anna's wedding, wasn't it? Or Anna crashed Nina's wedding.
Shot her fiancé.
Yeah, easy peasy. Yeah, it's all simple stuff.
All right, yeah. So I think it's like they're meant to look the same. So Nina in the game is dressed up in a wedding dress with a gun holster.
Yeah,
very easily visible gun holster as well, might I add, attached to her leg, I'm pretty sure, or something. And then you've got Anna Williams, who just came out, who is in a funeral gown. So I think it's basically Nina pretended to be Anna, shot the husband, ran off, and then Anna's in the funeral gown. Literally, by the looks of it, just had the funeral, probably went home to get something to eat, and then went straight after Nina. She's kind of cool. She has command grabs, like chain grabs, sorry.
I've not looked into it. A neutral game. I've just been doing her combos for a bit of fun.
Okay, yeah.
Really weird.
So she's got, like, a proper chain grab that, like, one chain grab that, like, branches out, which I did test. If you just spam all four buttons at the same time, it does do a version of the chain grab. All the way through as well. It deals, like, 70 damage, I think, or something stupid like that. So that's pretty cool.
I have to learn to break that.
Yeah, yeah. I assume it would just be spamming one.
Maybe.
Hopefully. Yeah, no, really good. The characters look great as well. Both of them look fantastic.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, good on them. Moving on, really quickly, Divinity Original Sin 2 Definitive Edition came out, I think, a few weeks ago. There's not really much to say about it, except it's got 5 stars and 10s across the board.
Yeah. What's the difference between a definitive and a base?
I know you get all the DLC.
Yeah.
I'll give you the answer once I've looked it up. there was... Oh, it even says it. Here we go. How do you spell definitive?
Mate.
Look right. Oh, apparently it says enormous, according to Rock Paper Shotgun.
A ton of shit. Okay. That's fine. I don't need a list. It's just, if it's got a shit ton of changes, mate, good idea then.
Yeah, it's basically, it says mainly in the fourth and final act. End game section and epilogue having most comprehensible changes. Re-recorded dialogue to flesh out motivations. The tag system's usage has been ramped up. That's pretty much it, I think. I don't know. And it looks better. And it's also had optimization changes.
Okay. So you automatically get upgraded to the definitive edition. If you
own a normal game? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I've got it.
That's pretty cool.
I don't own the second DLC.
I feel like it would be a really good game to get on my laptop to play, like, when I'm out and about and on the go. You don't have to be online, do you? You can play it offline.
Yeah, it's offline as well.
Yeah. And for those, again, who don't know, I feel like we've spoke about a lot of stuff that some people are just going to be like, eh? I don't know what this is.
And I still don't.
It's basically Diablo. It's a point-and-click RPG.
A lot like, more tactics.
Yeah, tactical combat. Yeah, yeah. We've kind of like, and it's team-based as well, so you have to pick a team of three people.
I think four people. If you think Diablo, three plus yourself. If you think Diablo plus Dragon Age Inquisition.
Oh, okay.
Where you've got four characters and you have to control them separately.
Yeah.
It's basically, you're taking four turns. Like Final Fantasy as well. You take four turns and do their movement, do their, like...
Watch or at least hear about Nintendo Direct yesterday?
I don't know what happened.
Final Fantasy 15 Pocket Edition.
Okay.
Where all the characters look like pop figures little heads, and their hat, like when they talk, their mouths don't move, and then when like their hands and fingers are like non-existent as well, it just kind of like the arm just sort of bends off. Like little cat paws.
I'm on her.
It looks rough, man. And there's one bit where it just said, like, Lucis has fallen or something. And I remember in the actual game, it's all really depressing and shit because someone died and all that. And I just look at this and I'm like, oh my God, none of them are talking. Why are they all telepathic?
What's it? It's like fucking playing Lego Star Wars. Or any Lego game.
Pocket Edition, man. Yeah, but at least Lego Star Wars is a bit... Or just the Lego games in general were like... They're funny. You know, they... Oh my God, I'm looking at it now. Jesus Christ. This what the Switch has become? Is this what Square Enix has been up to? Jesus Christ, we're waiting for Final Fantasy VII Remake and Kingdom Hearts 3. Give us this shit instead.
Pocket edition, mate. Important.
I can't. Okay, no, whatever. What were we talking about again? I'm getting angry. Just.
We can move on.
Move on. Coming near to the end now, I want to talk quickly about Scum, a game that I sort of started following, very quickly lost the hype for. It is an online survival game with zombies, apparently. I didn't...
Yep.
You told me that. Where it's very... I don't know if min-maxy is the right word. Because it's kind of... You really need to watch your blood levels, your mineral intake. and all that. Apparently, like, DayZ. Is that like new DayZ? Is that what it's currently like?
Think of it basically a better, I don't know if it's better, DayZ. It's not reviewed better at the moment just because of issues it's had. But just think of it as like a better DayZ where you've got more stuff to do, like more, like really, like this guy is picking up vegetable oil in this random video I'm looking at, and he's like, oh, this, I'll take this if I need to get any more fat in me.
Yeah.
So it gives you, like, it's really fucking nitty fucking.
It is, yeah. It's really silly because it's kind of like, I can consider myself at times, not all the time, not currently, a healthy person, right? And especially when I was hitting through the gym and all that, I didn't worry about my vitamin A intake, you know, or like, okay, yeah, I had to drink enough water, but if I didn't drink a lot of water for a couple of days, I wouldn't expect a red warning to come up saying I'm going to die soon. You know, and that's kind of what it seems to be. Like, and who cares if you haven't been out in the sun for a while and your vitamin D is a bit low? You know, like, what does it matter? I'm curious what it will do. Like, let's say if your vitamin C intake is low. I mean, do you get ill? And you know, you can't run and shit, and you get tired more quickly.
We all about in real life, because I have no fucking clue, mate.
I mean, it does. The vitamin C is meant to help with illnesses. If you're really ill, or if you've got like a flu or a cold, vitamin C tablets are supposed to help. Life hack of the day. But I mean, the game looks kind of pretty. As you said a second ago, so there's been some issues. So 700,000 players started the early access on the 29th of August, so it hasn't been very long. And they released a patch that allows you to, and I quote, save games in single player. Which I don't get, because, basically what it's done is it's deleted every single person's character. And then no one's happy. So it's completely cocked up the Steam reviews. What else is there? Yeah, all your stuff's gone as well. Literally the whole character. But then it says here on the plus side, the patch note will also include the first wave of server optimization that should decrease lag. I don't know how long it takes to level a character up, but they could have avoided all this stuff if they'd warned people. But it seems like they just did it. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, and they also, right as I think I've already told you, as soon as the game came out, they had to quickly remove some Nazi tattoos. You know, if you want to give off the fact that you're really pushing the boat out and you're saying, yeah, these guys are bad people, then just leave it in there. Because then you actually seem like a complete plonker. Like, you could have at least come out to defend yourself. Instead, you would just fucking put them in there and be like, oops, sorry, guys, and then get rid of them. Yeah, that seems kind of dumb, but oh, well. Is it a game that you'd ever think about getting? How much is it?
how much depends how much it is.
£15.50. £15.49.
I don't know at the moment. Looking at the game.
Yeah.
It's really dumb.
See these reviews. So, recommended. Very bad game. Just don't buy it like I did. You will never play this and just waste your money. Buy something else instead. Anything is better than this. You just waste your hard drive space. Fucking hell.
Yeah, looking at the gameplay so far, it's not.
I mean, is there any story?
I don't know. I just don't know. It looks
this recommended.
Dumb.
This is one of the most helpful reviews. Starving. Finds watermelon in store. Starts vomiting because of overeating. Gets shot in the head whilst vomiting. 10 out of 10. I mean, they're just trying to make this a really, like, over-realistic kind of thing where everything is accessible. I assume if you eat stuff like a watermelon, everything is going to shoot up, all your vitamins. So we're going to... It's down to our final game. We're going to just give, on the pod, 3 minutes of silence for a Wildstar, an MMO that I think I bought. I might have bought it when it first came out, which very quickly went free to play. And their devs, Carbine Studios, they're closing down. They are shut down the entire thing. So that's servers and their studios.
Nah, fuck the silence. Fuck them.
I was going to say, I wondered how long we'd go on for.
Nah, fuck them.
Big, big shame because it's a shame that the game actually just fucked up. Because it was a lot of fun. Little while.
I bought the game on the release with everyone on Mumble. We played it. I got to probably level, 10, 5, I don't know. Got bored, looked back on.
Yeah, that was literally game. It.
It was the worst fucking leveling experience I've ever. It's so boring.
Yeah.
The raid content was apparently looked fun. Couldn't be bothered to get work towards it. Didn't look good enough.
Yeah. I mean, it had like.
Forgot it.
It just seemed so promising. Yeah, so did I actually. It really did seem promising at first because like the animations look good. I quite like the art style.
It's a nice theme. Space.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like cartoony space.
Yeah.
But they messed up. And it was awful. It just wasn't a good game.
And that's literally it. You sure you don't wanna go on play one more time? Go on and try and get some play.
Wildstar. I'm never playing that game again.
Oh man, you're no fun.
Dead game.
Yeah, dead game and dead studio. I mean, I don't know if they tried to make any more games. I mean, I've never heard of them. I would have thought they would have tried something else, but maybe they were like, maybe this ain't for us, guys. Go back to working in wherever they work. Somewhere shit. Yeah, that's it for us. That was our moment of silence for Wildstar. So shit, we couldn't even do that.
Poor guys for losing their jobs and shit, but yeah, it wasn't that good.
Yeah, I mean, I assume it wasn't a big studio.
Yeah. I mean, an MMO.
Yeah. Founded in 2005. And they've only ever made Wildstar.
I guess I didn't have the experience for that shit then.
Yeah, that's it. Oh wow, they have a careers page.
Oh shit, let's get a job.
Well, I mean, it says open positions, none.
Fuck. What do you mean? They're all open.
Wonder why. And this picture of what looks like this guy's office kind of looks like his bedroom, which is all weird.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, that is that's it for us.
We're gonna play more Spider-Man.
Yeah, we're gonna go play. I'm hoping maybe Spider-Man's arrived. I think my woman is downstairs, so maybe if I'm lucky, she's answered the door. Or I've missed it. Maybe I've missed it and she showed up after. What a disappointment that would be. If you enjoyed listening to us, please check out our Twitter page. It's at Feral Gaming Pod. Or if you have any questions, send them to feralgamingpod@gmail.com. I also have a personal Twitch, twitch.tv/theultimateslab, and a YouTube page of the same name. Thanks everyone who listened to this episode, and we speak to you all in the next one. That wrong. We hope to speak to you all in the next one.
I have a massive penis.